Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After a months-long delay, the House has voted to reinvigorate military aid to Ukraine over objections from hard-right conservatives. Moments ago, House lawmakers approved billions for Ukraine as part of a package of foreign aid bills on the floor today. Before the vote, House Majority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the measures are an urgent priority.
We have a responsibility, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans, to do what is necessary to defend democracy wherever it is at risk and the best interests of the free world.
Earlier, the House passed a bill that could ban the popular social media app TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake within a year. The measure is part of a $95 billion package the House now voting on aid to Israel. The EPA has classified two widely used forever chemicals as hazardous substances under the nation's Superfund law. NPR's Ping Huang reports that the rule is intended to make polluters pay.
The Superfund law allows EPA to order that sites contaminated with harmful chemicals get cleaned up, and to get those responsible for the pollution to pay. Two of the most common chemicals in the class known as PFAS are now on the list. These were used for decades to make products waterproof and stainproof, and they've been linked to health problems, such as high cholesterol, lowered immune responses, and some cancers. While PFAS pollution comes from many sources, EPA says they'll focus on manufacturers that made or use these chemicals in their products, and not on airports or farmers or fire departments that have polluted the environment by using PFAS products. This is the EPA's second rule this month addressing PFAS. Last week, it put a limit on the allowable levels of some PFAS in drinking water. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers Union. The result is the first big win at a foreign-owned auto plant in the South. The union focus now shifting to Alabama. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports that workers there are next in line to vote.
Mercedes-Benz North American Auto Plant is near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Workers there will vote next month on whether to join the United Auto Workers Union. If the result is yes, Mercedes workers will stand alongside the rank and file at Tennessee's Volkswagen factory. They voted in favor of UAW representation by a 73% margin Friday. Workers at both plants got a warning from six southern governors, including Kay Ivey in Alabama and Bill Lee in Tennessee. All six said that joining the UAW could threaten jobs in both states. The Alabama Senate also passed a bill that revokes incentive dollars to companies that support unions without a vote by workers. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
And you're listening to NPR News. Police in New York City say the man who set himself on fire outside the courthouse where former President Donald Trump is on trial has died. Police say the man was declared dead overnight. The incident happened yesterday, just after jury selection was completed in Trump's hush money trial, opening the way for opening statements on Monday. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has turned down an offer from the European Union. Philip Marks reports it would have allowed young UK citizens to live, work, or study across Europe for up to 4 years.
After years of political arguments over the implications of Brexit, the European Union's executive, known as the Commission, unexpectedly proposed a mobility programme allowing EU citizens between the ages of 18 and 30 to live, study, and work in Britain, and for British peers to do the same abroad. A similar policy was popular for decades prior to Brexit, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made the offer to create, quote, closer collaboration with Britain and to, quote, increase the probability we'll be on good terms in the future. But the UK government has reiterated that Brexit ended visa-free movement within Europe for Brits, and a spokesperson said there was no desire to reopen such conversations, even if they involved stringent conditions. For NPR News, I'm Villa Marks in London.
The Biden administration is moving to restrict drilling and mining in Alaska, finalizing protections within Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve that are considered particularly sensitive. Environmentalists are applauding. Opponents, though, say the restrictions will cost jobs and lead to energy insecurity. The oil industry's top lobbying group, the American Petroleum Institute, says the rules are misguided. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.